Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. All week long, would they release them? Wouldn't they release them? Would they release them? The stress tests, of course. And just after the markets closed last night, the Federal Reserve publicly did release the results of their stress tests of the largest banks. 9 of the nation's banks get a clean bill of health. 10 were told to raise $75 billion in new capital. Here's Secretary of the Treasury Timothy Geithner.
The leaders of our nation's banks have a lot to do to earn back the public's trust. And to do that, we want to see them working hard in their communities, making the loans to businesses and consumers that are going to be so important to economic recovery.
That's after they raise that $75 billion in reserves that the Feds say the banks need to project themselves as, in fact, healthy. Joining us now is Simon Johnson, professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management. He's a former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund and co-founder of the economics blog Baseline Scenario. He joins us from Boston. Simon, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
So explain to me something. The rating system of Moody's and S&P, that sort of thing, was part of what got us into this entire financial mess. And I don't know what criteria Moody's and S&P use to rank financial companies like banks. But are these federal stress tests significantly different than the ratings agencies that have been around for decades, centuries?
They are different, but they're not significantly different. And you put your finger on the key point, which is stress testing is used by regulators and by rating agencies for lots of things, including how you look at housing securities. You know, all this, the junk that got us into this trouble, all the securitized mortgages and so on and so forth, were subject to exactly this kind of stress testing. The stress testing is only as good as the technical models and as good as the political will you have to oversee powerful banks.
So are these stress tests better than the ones that led us into this crisis? You say they're not much different, but how do we trust them? And certainly, how does the administration trust that these banks are actually healthy?
Well, these stress tests are a great success in terms of public relations. Really, the government has got on top of the information flow in and around banks. Instead of being buffeted by stories about AIG bonuses, now they're controlling the story in a very clever way. And they're obviously feeding into a much more optimistic market mood and helping to reassure people and end the panic. And I think that's good. I think it's quite successful. In terms of whether they've really assessed the capital needs of the banking system going forward, On that, I think we should all be very dubious. The stress scenario they use is a very mild one. It's rather like you go to the doctor to have your heart checked, and he says, get on the treadmill and sit on this chair. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Your heart rate does not go up.
Well, Simon, it strikes me that one of the key criticisms of the various aspects of, you know, financial bailout has been that the credit markets have not really loosened up. A lot of people who have high credit scores and money for a down payment still can't buy a home because folks aren't lending. Will this finally tip the scales on that practical level?
Now that's a great question, and we really don't know. I think that credit standards are tightening still. I think that a lot of this, you know, changes in process that were put in place, you know, back starting in September when we had the big credit crunch, are still feeding through into the system. And I think, unfortunately, our banking system is going to be, and our securities markets are going to be impaired for some time to come. We're out of a panic phase. That's very good. But do we see any signs of a rapid recovery driven by banks or pulling the banks along? And there, I think the answer is definitely not yet.
Well, but let me follow up on that. I mean, Farai asked a great question. It seems to me this is an insanely fabulous business. You can get money from the Federal Reserve or the TARP for something like 2, 3, maybe 4% interest, even lower than that. And you can lend it out at 7, 8, 9%, or if you're doing credit cards, you know, 18 to 23%. I mean, that's a great business. Why aren't they lending?
Well, it is a great business. And Goldman Sachs, which I think is pretty much a branch of the government right now, has a really good research report out this week laying this out and saying that our pre-provision earnings, so how much the banks will make without doing the calculation on their losses on previous loans, will be very, very high for exactly the kinds of reasons that you're talking about. Big government subsidies, in effect, giving them a massive spread on their interest rate. So that is definitely where they're going in terms of the profitability of banks. Now, does that translate into higher loans or easier loans or people with good credit scores being able to refinance? that remains very far from clear. So the banks could make a lot of money, but it may not benefit the real economy or you and me very much.
Any quick comment on the fact that the Dow Industrials went down about 100 points waiting for these numbers, and then in after hours, Citigroup spiked about 10%, and it looks like a positive opening on Wall Street?
I think there's generally a lot of confusion around the bottom line from these tests, and some of that's intentional. They didn't want a very dramatic, clear day one message. They want people to have to puzzle around a little bit. And, of course, they've leaked out some juicy bits, and then they didn't leak some other pieces, didn't stress. Didn't emphasize some other pieces. GMAC, for example, they flagged as having difficulties. People are still digesting the Bank of America news, which you could interpret in a less positive way.
So, am I wrong to say dreadful economics is your verdict, but fabulous public relations?
Very well handled public relations. Disappointing economics, but understandable that they didn't want to, really look too hard. I mean, when you go in the sausage factory and you find out how sausage is made, you don't really feel like eating sausage for breakfast. Right.
There's a breakfast thought. Simon Johnson, professor at MIT Sloan School of Management, co-founder of the economics blog Baseline Scenario, stressing the stress test. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.